friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Oh, kia ora, Zoe.
Kia ora.
I mean, you've been sitting here all morning.
I have been here all day, but...
Kia ora with your theatre hat on.
Yes, I'm a new woman now for the next 10 minutes.
And who else have we got in the studio? Do you want to introduce our guests?
Absolutely, we're not alone. We have Amber Liberty, or is it Liberté?
Liberté.
Oh, Amber Liberté and Yinchi Lee, who are up for their piece that is opening at Basement tonight called Our Modern Earth is an Effing Mess. Are we allowed...
Bit of a mood?
Yeah, I feel like after nine, are we allowed to... We don't need to go overboard. So I was just chatting to you guys out in the foyer about this, and we were talking about, is it a dance piece? Is it a theatre piece? What do you guys say? What's your take on your own show?
I don't even know, to be honest. It's an experimental... I said last on Sunday to Kick Arts, I was like, it's an experiential piece of theatre with dance, with film... and with live art. I don't know, Yinchi, what do you think?
I would describe it as more like a movement theatre.
Oh, yeah.
In between arts, like installational arts. It's pretty dope. But
pretty
yeah,
dope
I
is a good description, I would say.
It's a new genre, pretty dope theatre.
I like it.
Dope theatre.
And I guess the theme of it is the climate catastrophe. How has it been expressing that through movement?
It's been, I mean, for me, because I've been directing from the outside, it's been really fun to try and figure out exactly what we're trying to say or what we're trying to express. And I've just been like giving the dancers and the performers heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of tasks and hoping that something comes from that. And we've had a lot of discussions and we've had a lot of like workshoppy things happening in all of the rehearsals. And yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really challenging because I think the issue we often feel as individuals, like we should be doing all the things like using keep cups, using like our own containers. But I think what this process has made me realize, and a lot of our cast realizes, that we're all real angry at that because actually we're in the system that doesn't allow for us to succeed.
Yeah.
Mm.
So through the process, we've been like, actually, our responsibility and our anger is to put, like, we need to use it to put pressure on government to make some big, big systematic changes. So that's been exciting and also daunting.
Absolutely. And with an installation piece, because if people listen to this segment quite a bit, they would know by now that I really love a good set for
Zoe
a show.
Zoe loves a nice bit of set.
I do. But with installation pieces, does that mean that you interact with the props that you're using a bit more? Can you talk about how that works in the show?
Yeah, so I've collaborated from the beginning with a designer from AUT. Well, she's graduated now, so she's a professional.
Oh, congrats.
Nice.
Talia Poor, she's amazing. I've worked with her before. She's really imaginative. She's used... The whole set's made from recycled materials.
Oh, cool.
Except for two things, which we had to buy, but we were trying... Our, like, intention was to use all recycled materials, and she's made these, like... little set pieces that kind of look like coral reefs.
How cool.
And yeah, it's been awesome working with her, and that's been a massive part of the process. And I guess Yinchi, you can talk from a performer's perspective about working with the set.
I guess in a way Amber and Talia packed the entire theatre with trash. That's like a way to put it. But decorated it in a very creative and imaginative way. Because I'm a performer within it, we participated in making the set at times.
Cool.
But we also explored it using lights and interacted with them in like different forms. So for me, I basically have to navigate my way throughout. And it's good. Because it's more like an endurance piece where everything kind of gets set up at the end. So
right.
Yeah, it's like a moving gallery, I would almost say that.
Oh, awesome.
That does sound cool. I really like the idea of a whole sort of almost like a world. Like you walk into a theatre and you're sort of like walking into another world. And quite often when you go and experience theatre or dance or something, the world is on the stage and you as the audience kind of a little bit separate from it. Sounds like this is going to be quite different to that in terms of like it feeling very immersive and feeling very like all around you in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really obsessed with transforming spaces over a certain amount of time. So I've done another piece before where it was a theatre show, but it was also one of the performers was setting up an art gallery at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So by the end of the show, you've watched this story happen, and then at the end, you're like, oh, now I'm looking at an art exhibition.
Wow.
And I really love playing with that idea. Also with this show, another element of the, I guess, the set or the setting is we're using Zoom on stage.
So there's a little nod, so many dimensions to it.
Yeah, that's a little nod to COVID. And
old mate.
It's really fun to play with.
Awesome. And I guess with movement, which I'm really curious about because I don't have as much experience with that in theatre, is there a way that it, I guess with, you know, the climate catastrophe, we're dealing with very raw, serious emotions. Is there a way that, do you find movement can perhaps express things that words can't?
Definitely.
Miss Dancer over here.
Well, yeah, it's my preferred way to express myself or how to explore a matter, because obviously English is my second language, so if I can't express that over here, but I also want to explore the matter with like a group of people and stuff, it's really good for me to express that through movement, because there is no certain right or wrong. It's just how I feel in that moment in time. And Amber has been really good in tasking that. So throughout the process, she's been giving us devices. We were encouraged to go home and research on specific year and time, where you just realize that climate issues has been starting since a very long time ago. And it isn't just like one person decided to go through. Bam, there's like industries and stuff, but it's like, I don't know, it's just human evolutions and civilizations going through that together, and it's like a build up throughout time. And yeah, we just been translating all these histories before us and then getting that in our body and then expressing that anger and frustration, but also a bit of hope to moving.
Hope's important.
Yeah.
You need a bit of that. Yeah.
I guess, is there one thing, I mean, it's always hard to know how audiences are going to react and respond to a piece, but is there one sort of, I guess, core message that you hope will come through?
I mean, I think the piece is quite experimental, and I think, I guess just the fact that we've tested so many different ways and we're exploring new ways of doing things, it's kind of, there's a subtext to that. But also I want people to leave and be like, what was that? But then also think about why they're thinking about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Because if you watch a theatre piece and you're like, well, that was nice, you're not going to think about it anymore. But if you go, I don't know if I liked that, but that was confusing, I didn't get it, then you're probably going to try and figure out, because humans naturally try to create meaning.
Yeah.
So I want people to watch it and try and create meaning and then be like, well, the show's about climate change, so what did that mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess that's kind of the gist.
Yeah.
Hard to summarise in one word, but yeah.
That's awesome. And so if people want to go see What on Earth is an Effing Mess, it opens at Basement tonight. Best of luck. And then it goes until Saturday the 24th of October.
Awesome. That's a nice long run as well. Well, short run, but that's 4 solid shows.
You've got enough time to go see it.
I honestly thought we were back in September for a hot second there. I was like, great. Oh. Like a month. And then I was like, it's fully the 20th of October today, Rachel.
And it's at 8 p.m. and tickets sort of range between $15 to $35. So you'll fall somewhere within that price spectrum. So yeah, go check it out. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for
coming
in.
Such a pleasure. It sounds like such an incredible show. All the best.
Absolutely.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you all very much.